Gardening with Sharon is brought to you by Rigcan Distillery. Out in Nisku, they support local farmers and they have a wonderful selection of spirits. Check them out, Rigcan Distillery. Sharon, as we look out at our bare trees right now in the dead of winter, I look and I got some knots happening, that evil black knot fungus.
Yeah, let's talk about that because this is a time of year that is the best time to address it. So happy to tell you that black knot fungus is uniquely a North American tree disease. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, goody for us.
Yeah, I know. It affects the prunus type of tree. So it's trees like choke cherries, cherries, apricot, plums, and ornamentals like Schubert choke cherries. And the extent to which it affects these different trees varies. Like Schubert choke cherries are actually quite susceptible to it. But then there's like, you know, kind of like the native choke cherry. It gets it, but it doesn't really affect it. Whereas if it gets bad on a Schubert choke cherry, it'll eventually kill it. It's quite a slow growing disease and it goes unnoticed until we see those hard black galls, right? And then in the spring, the spores start to grow as the weather warms and humidity increases. And it's quite an infectious, rampantly spreading thing. The spores will spread. So during the winter, the gall is dormant. There's no spreading. So the recommendations are to cut it out in the winter when it's below freezing and to either bag those galls or to burn them in a big hot fire. And all the details are in my blog on my website at Gardening with Sharon. And I talked about it all last week. I have 5 posts on it on my Instagram and Facebook, all under Gardening with Sharon.